Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. Today's topic is alpha cell. Alpha cell, not beta cell, because they're not up to B yet. That'll be sometime in 2027 that we get to the Bs. Alpha cell.
I'm regretting this.
Now, alpha means first, right? Alpha and omega, first and last. So this is first cell. What does that mean?
So alpha, you're correct, is part of the Greek alphabet.
Okay. Alpha.
Alpha.
Very good.
And so, yes, you're correct. That's what it's termed. In terms of where this cell is located.
Yeah.
It's in the pancreas.
Cool.
Do you know what the pancreas means?
Pancreas. Pan means many or all, and crease is like your butt crack.
Flesh.
Okay. So it's the all-encompassing crease.
So I think, I think it was termed because it seemed all flesh muscle, all flesh organ. Now, I think Dr. Langerhans was the real first person to identify there was different cell types or populations within the pancreas.
And so this was the first one?
No.
Right. So what did he call it alpha?
He didn't call it alpha, but he just identified that the pancreas wasn't a homogenized organ. It had different cell populations or different neighborhoods of cells.
Yep.
Now, he named.
Yes, so you went there.
Okay. So the Germans did really well in the late 1800s when it came to histology and so forth. They did a lot of staining techniques and named a lot of, cellular structures and so forth. So in his case, he saw that there were these clusters or islands. And so he termed these the islets of Langerhans.
After himself?
After himself.
Okay, well, they may have been good, but they were quite
egocentric. Everyone did it right. So,
do you reckon he named it after himself or someone else is like, oh, let's call it after you? And, oh, no, don't do it. No, of course. Okay, fine. We'll call it the Islet of Langerhans.
Well, let's go with that. With that version of the story. So he labelled these clusters of groups the islets of Langerhans, which I don't think he really knew what they did at that point in time. But
doesn't sound like you do either.
But a bit later on, they did start to work out that if you didn't have a functional pancreas, a lot of the experiments back then were, let's just take the pancreas out of dogs, and guess what happens? They develop diabetes.
Okay.
So they then realised, this is scientists, not Mr. Langerhans, that if you were to take extracts from the pancreas and put it back into dogs that had without a pancreas, they would have improvements in their diabetes.
So when you say a dog has diabetes, What do you mean?
Well, diabetes, again, I think it's a Greek term, which just means to siphon. And so diabetes just meant you pee in a lot of water.
So these dogs are
fluid.
Just, so that was their symptomatic diagnoses? Yeah, they knew the dogs are peeing heaps?
Obviously diabetes was known for a long time. So centuries. Coma. And people, yeah, that's right, people died from it. And they knew that there were different types, and they usually did that by tasting the urine. If it was sweet, it was mellitus. If it was watery, it was insipidus.
Do you reckon they did that with the dogs? Let's hope not.
But they knew that if they took the extract of the pancreas and put it into these dogs without pancreases, their diabetes would improve.
Okay.
So
okay.
They were like, oh, there's something to this pancreas that's worthwhile. And so,
even though they realised that when we took it out, something was going on. Let's put it back in. Oh, this is weird. They seem to be better after we put the cells that we just stole from them.
Or the cell fluid. Okay. And so that's where insulin came from. Essentially, it's fluid from the islet cells or the islands of cells.
My question,
yeah.
though,
yeah.
is that the islands also contain... Now, I know you haven't defined specifically what's in alpha, what's in beta.
No, I think you get in there then.
Okay, so let's first just define... Are there only those two populations that we need to be aware of here?
Oh, in the Isle of Langerhans?
Yes.
Okay. Good question.
Because I've got a question off the back of that.
So if you look at the whole pancreas,
yep.
only 2% of the pancreas have these Isle of Langerhans.
Right.
Okay? And of those 2% of cells in your whole pancreas, the majority are beta cells.
All right.
Which produce the insulin. But that's not today.
Okay.
So only a fraction of these islet cells are alpha.
Right, and they produce?
Glucagon.
Which does the opposite of insulin.
That's right.
So when glucose is gone, glucagon is released to...
That's great, I never heard that one.
Really?
Do you use that?
Yeah.
I like it.
So when glucose is gone,
yeah.
glucagon is released to tell the stored glucose in the form of glycogen...
Yeah, a number of different things it does, but that's right.
Yes, to be released into the bloodstream.
So glucagon is the term, essentially glycos or is sugar... And agon means to lead towards or convey. So it brings you towards sugar.
So this was going to be my question. You said that when they gave the extract of these islets to the dogs, that their diabetes disappeared or improved.
Yes.
But the islets contain both beta yeah. and alpha. So yep. they're giving them both insulin and glucagon.
Great.
So is this then meaning that they get the glucagon to help the dogs mobilize their stored glucose into their bloodstream, and then the insulin will help open the doors of the muscle and adipose tissue to let that glucose in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so in those times when insulin wasn't around, if you were a type 1 diabetic where you had no functional pancreas, you would just go into hyperglycemia mm-hmm. and that would go into a DKA, which is a ketoacidosis, and then you'd eventually die.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now,
go into a coma before that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So going to what you said, if you were to give them these extracts,
yes.
then your hyperglycemia would rectify. So then you'd go hypo, so they would go too low,
yep.
and then they'd see a rise again.
Right.
And they thought, so actually the scientist that did this was Banting and Best, who got the Nobel Prize for it.
It's a good team name. It's better than Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike.
They found that there was this shift. But they thought it was a stress response from adrenaline.
Oh,
but then another scientist came in and goes, no, there's something else in this extract. I'm going to go and look. And then they found that it was actually from the alpha cells, which was
which is interesting because adrenaline can stimulate the release of glucagon.
Yeah, that's what we call, so glucagon and adrenaline is what we call a co-regulatory hormone to insulin. Mm. So they oppose it. So any stress state, so if you have a person, this is important, with diabetes and they go into a stress state, they produce adrenaline, cortisol, and glucagon.
Which all exacerbate their current symptomatology.
It throws out their, and that also puts them at a higher risk of then getting ketoacidosis.
Mm.
And so this is where if you have a diabetic patient and that particularly type 1 and they go in for surgery because that's a stressful response, they get sick or they stress themselves out, that they are prone now to DKA because of this effect.
See, glucagon is great if you have insulin. But if you don't have insulin, it will exacerbate what's going on because it's going to just release more glucose into the bloodstream.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And the problem isn't lack of glucose. You've got enough. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Right.
You will continually ingest glucose and continually release glucose. And this, like you said, stress response with adrenaline further releases more glucose. Glucagon, more glucose. Cortisol, more glucose. You just flood the system. You become so hyperglycemic but it's just locked away.
Yeah. Or at least to a couple of cells.
Yes.
A lot of cells can still access it, but there's by vast volume, liver probably can. Fat and muscle can't.
That's right. And that makes up the bulk of your tissue by mass. Yeah. And so that's the anything else interesting about the alpha cells?
Okay, so
is there a sorry, I'm going to interrupt. You said that of these islets, which only make up from memory, you said 2% of the total
1-2% of the whole pancreas tissue.
Okay. What percentage of the islets were alpha?
I didn't find a number.
Okay.
Very minimal though.
Okay, minimal.
Most are beta.
So we've got a disease that can occur due to mutations in something to do with the alpha cells themselves or something to do with maybe the genomic regulation of insulin, right? But this is within the beta. Is there an equivalent disease for...
Oh, like a type 1 diabetes equivalent?
Of alpha cells.
Yeah, the only one I could find... Well, I didn't look extensively, but there are tumours that affect the alpha cells.
And what's the outcome here?
Well, they pump out huge amounts of glucagon.
Yeah.
And so they do develop diabetes-like symptoms because their sugars are so high. So they still get all the effects of diabetes. But some other additional things they get... They get, so this is called glucagonoma.
Right.
Or glucagonoma syndrome. And so.
Glucagonemia?
No, oma.
Oh, because there's a tumor on it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So they will get weight loss, a bit like what happens in type 1s. Because.
So why?
Because they are pulling fat out of the. They're liberating fatty acids from the fat.
Oh, very true. We always think about glucagon as being a way to just release glycogen stored in the liver and muscle and so forth. But you're right, particularly at higher quantities, it just mobilizes stored energy sources.
That's right.
Which includes
so it's catabolic. It's catabolic.
It's catabolic. Yeah. Right. So that makes sense.
So weight loss is common. The diabetic signs are common,
yep.
Which is the three Ps.
Is one of them P?
Polyuria, polyphagia. Polydipsia. They get something called necrolytic migratory urethemia, which is basically rashes that break down the skin. So in particular locations like the groin and the buttocks.
Is that due to infection because so much sugar's at the skin?
It's interesting. That was what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But it's a combination of things. They are deficient in lipid. They're deficient in protein.
Right.
And they also have deficiencies in zinc, which has a kind of a role in the way that insulin is released. Zinc has a role in that place.
So that means connective tissue is damaged.
That's right. And so they get this condition and then they also get inflammation of the tongue, which is glossitis, inflammation of the cheeks, which is stomatitis, and the lips. And so that's a common condition associated with too much glucagon.
Wow. It's obviously rare. I've never heard of anybody having that.
Yep.
But, interesting. Mm. So that's anything else about the alpha cells, Matty?
The other cell is just there. So we've got the beta, alpha, delta is somatostatin.
Yeah.
And the gamma is a, kind of like a polypeptide, which I didn't look in terms of what it did.
Well, it's not today's topic, so no. It doesn't matter.
That will be the G's.
All right. Yeah, in a decade's time. All right, thanks, Matty.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.